You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. If you need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family, Rocket can. Shout outs to super producer and host Dave Shepard. A big shout outs to you. Listening everywhere, all across North America. All my friends at work, all my friends leaving work, going to work, getting money, leaving money, sending money, whatever you're doing. You could be relaxing right now. Thank you for hanging out. I'm going to be here with you for two more hours. This is a four-hour show. I get started every single weeknight, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. How can you keep up with me all the time? Easy. I'm on social media. I may repost someone, but I'm not recording people unsuspectingly. It's at JR Sport Brief, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Yeah, we really did. Last hour, we talked about this viral video at the Yankees game, of which the Yankees beat the Mets 4-2. Aaron Judge hit a home run off of Max Scherzer. But a guy went viral because he used a hot dog as a straw to drink his beer. And you'll hear about it more, just not right now. We talked about it. We also talked about a lot of the injuries that have already taken place in the NFL preseason. Kayvon Thibodeau, MCL strain, or excuse me, sprain. Thank God he didn't tear his ACL for the New York Giants. People want to see what he can do for the Giants defense, okay? Michael Thomas, feel like we haven't seen this guy play football in about 2 years dealing with those ankle injuries. Well, now he's dealing with a hamstring issue, and hamstrings are tricky. I'm not even going to begin to speculate as to when we'll see him back out on the field. And so, yeah, plenty of injuries. We talked about Marcell Ozuna and his DUI over the weekend or early Friday in Atlanta, the Braves fans booing him on Saturday. Who knows what happens there. We mentioned the fact that the Memphis Grizzlies, they have looked into trading for Kevin Durant. Is it going to be enough for the Brooklyn Nets? Who knows? Probably not. Brooklyn Nets also look like they'll keep Kyrie Irving. And then we've also had big news. Big news. Hilarious news over the weekend. UFC Fight Night. Besides Usman getting kicked in the head and getting knocked out at the end of a fight that he was on his way to winning, we had like a Gronkowski-type cast. And this is what we get now. You get alternative broadcasts. You can watch a baseball game and listen to Alex Rodriguez and Michael Kay. You can watch a football game and you can, you know, pretty much tune into the Mannings, Peyton and Eli. And sure, you can watch people punch each other in the face, and you can get commentary from Rob Gronkowski. Well, Gronk was joined by the leader of the UFC, no one other than their president, the big dog, the man making all the cash and, you know, maybe saving some of it for himself. His name happens to be Dana White. And in having this conversation, Rob Gronkowski casually brought up the potential fact of, hey, I might have played in Vegas with the Raiders. I might have actually gone there and joined. And you know what? Dana White took it a step further because he started to reference 2020 when Tom Brady was eligible, when he was a free agent, and he could have signed anywhere. And we know what he did. He left New England and he signed a deal to join the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Well, Dana White, courtesy of ESPN here, while talking to Rob Gronkowski and crew, Dana White says, I had a deal here done with the Raiders. Take a listen.
I worked to put that deal together for Brady and Gronk to come to the Raiders. And it was almost a done deal. And at the last minute, Gruden blew the deal up and said that he didn't want him. And all hell broke loose, man. It was crazy. And Brady was already looking at houses, and it wasn't being said yet that Gronk was coming. So Las Vegas would have had Brady and Gronk the year that the Bucs won the Super Bowl. except Gruden blew the deal up. And there's so much story that goes along with this behind the scenes. And I was never going to tell that story till Gronk just said it. But, yeah.
And Dana?
Let me tell you what, Brady
exactly
was
what
not
happened,
happy.
And you just told the story.
Yeah, so Gronkowski co-signed it. Ian Rappaport, of course, he's the super NFL insider. He added his own wrinkle and says that it wasn't necessarily Gruden who put the kibosh on the entire deal. He says that when it came down to the money and a potential investment into Tom Brady, especially coming off the season that he had with the New England Patriots, people were looking at him as being washed up. People had to look at the money and the investment. They already had Derek Carr. Do you want to invest this much cash into a flailing, older Tom Brady? And the Raiders decided no. And so, as a result, there was no deal. And so, to what extent, we have no idea. But there was certainly interest between Tom Brady and the Raiders. But the Raiders did not want to go for it. And let's also be real here. When Tom Brady had that first season with the Buccaneers, did they win the Super Bowl? The answer is yes. But were there people throughout the course of the season, especially early on, who looked at Tom Brady and said that he's washed? The answer is yes. Were there individuals who looked at some of his passes and said, oh man, he's overthrowing receivers? The answer is yes. There was plenty of reason for people to go, well, Tom Brady ain't the same guy. And then we saw what happened. They won the Super Bowl. And you might recall, and it wasn't but too long ago, that Tom Brady sat down on LeBron James' The Shop on HBO Sports at the time. And Tom Brady referenced just kind of this moment, saying that when he was going through his free agency process, that there was a team and they didn't want him. And Tom Brady even sprinkled in some words that, ain't all that safe. Take a listen to this.
There was a story in free agency. One of the teams, they were interested, and all of a sudden, they weren't interested at the very end. I was sitting there thinking, you're sticking with that?
Are you serious?
Tom probably had no desire to go to that team, but now it's like, why don't you want me?
Absolutely.
Like, yeah, absolutely. When I look back, I'm like, I just don't way I would have went to that team. But they said they didn't want me, and I know what that means. I know what that feels like, and I'm going to you up because of that.
Wow. It's, that's in reference to Derek Carr. Come on now. I mean, damn, Derek Carr, and that was a long time ago. Derek Carr, this man, he's like a punching bag in the NFL. And so that story comes out. And then Dana White, after the story came out, and he sat down, had a press conference, and he talked more about it. And he's just like, people are asking, why did you bring that up now? Why are you talking about Brady and Gronk? Why are you bringing out the fact that, you know, there was a deal to bring them to the Raiders? And Dana White, his excuse was, hey, you're on national TV. You'll say what anything. Listen.
Dana, I was just wondering, the Gronk telecast, what they did was pretty interesting. I know that it's probably more a Vegas question than anything else, but what you revealed with Derek Carr and Gronk wanting to play for the Raiders, at least it was close. Can you kind of talk about that a little bit?
I didn't want to talk about that, no, but he sort of sucked me into it on live TV. Yeah, it's true. And you know, I talked Brady into playing for the Raiders. And Gronk was coming with him. And they were negotiating the deal, and they were really close to getting it done. And then Gruden pulled the deal, and Brady was not happy about it. Neither was I. And and that's that. He went to the Buccaneers and won the Super Bowl. It's true, and I thought that I would never tell that story publicly, but what the hell Gronk was doing tonight that he brought that up. But
what could have been, I guess, huh?
Yeah, it would have been amazing for the city, and would have been amazing for the Raiders. I mean, their first year there, they got Brady and Gronk. You know, so, yeah.
Yeah, well, this is the Raiders, so who's to say that situation would have worked out Anyway, you heard the comments after the fact by Mr. Tom Brady. And it's just like, well, damn, this certainly worked out in the favor of the Buccaneers and Tom Brady. And here you have the Raiders. They're trying to still come up on the other end of this. Yeah, sure, Tom Brady won. He won a Super Bowl going to Tampa Bay. And you can't complain there. And even in the age of 45, or even last year at age 44, Tom Brady was still competing for championships. But there was no guarantee that he was going to do that coming out of New England and going out to the Raiders. And also someone else who's sitting around at home going, man, am I just going to be here to catch every stray? That's John Gruden. I mean, I know he's sitting around, his lawsuit pending against the NFL and the Raiders, and y'all need to pay me my money. Why the hell did y'all? Y'all fire me? How come my emails were released? And he's sitting at home going, oh, I'm getting blamed for this now, too. Y'all are blaming me for this? Between Derek Carr and Gruden. Well, I guess Gruden probably deserves to be a punching bag. In the case of Derek Carr, not so much. And we'll get to Derek Carr. But Tom Brady is still here. And we know he is still going strong. Okay? Last season, 5,300 yards, 43 touchdowns. This man doesn't have to be a physical marvel outside of his dexterity and ability to not get hit and actually stay healthy, because he's playing the game 10 plays ahead of everybody else. He's been around longer than everybody else. He's playing against his former opposing players. He's playing against their sons right now. Come on. Been running around since the year 2000 when he was drafted. Here we are in 2022, and Tom Brady's trying to go out there and win a seventh championship. Well, excuse me, his eighth. Would he even have seven if he was a member of the Raiders? Who knows? Still the Raiders. I can't necessarily guarantee it here. And let's keep in mind, we talked about this last week. Tom Brady was gone from August 11th for personal reasons until today. He came back. He was back at practice. The team said, Todd Bowles says it was due to personal reasons. Great, good, and fine. I hope all is well. And then there were even rumors online, probably comical, maybe not, I don't know, about Tom Brady going out to film The Masked Singer. Don't get me started. I know it's on television. I don't know if it's ABC, Fox. I have no idea.
Fox, unfortunately.
It's on The Masked Singer's on Fox, Chef?
Yeah.
I think I've seen it one time. Little Wayne was like a robot, I think.
Giuliani was great, though.
Excuse me, who?
Said Rudy Giuliani was great, though.
Wait a minute. Rudy Giuliani was on The Masked Singer?
When you said you saw it one time, that's why I said it's one time too many. Yeah.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding. Rudy Giuliani was on The Masked Singer. Yes. Recently.
Get out of here.
Not playing. I'm not kidding.
He's in some other rooms right now. I don't know if he wants to be there, but that's besides the point. Yes. Tom Brady went back to work. And the work that he returned to was not the same as when he left. And this has been an interesting offseason for the Buccaneers. Tom Brady retired and Tom Brady came back. Chris Godwin tore his ACL about 8 months ago and he finally did 11-on-11 drills today. Mike Evans, this man has been dealing with a hamstring injury for a few weeks. Leonard Fournette, he's fine, but only a few months ago he was fat. And what about that offensive line? Isn't that the deal with Tom Brady? Last year, Pro Football Focus said the Buccaneers had the second best offensive line in the entire NFL. Right now, Ali Marpet, gone, retired. Alex Kappa, he's in Cincinnati helping to keep Joe Burrow upright. Ryan Jensen. Ryan Jensen suffered a knee injury. Tristan Wirfs, he got an oblique injury. Aaron Stinney just got hurt against the Titans. Come on now. What are we doing here? Who the hell is protecting Tom Brady? I'm not even going to name these guys. I don't know who the hell any of them are. And sure, if you need someone who's smart enough not to get his own ass hit, it would be Tom Brady. But still, this is going to be a continuing storyline. Godwin coming back from an ACL. You can look at Mike Evans dealing with his hammy. The offensive line, whoever the hell they put out there, it's going to take some time for them to gel. And so, you look at the Buccaneers. They're not trying to win September. The Bucs aren't trying to win October, November. They're trying to win the NFC South. They're trying to stay healthy. They're going to try to keep Tom Brady upright. And they're going to try to get hot when it matters the most. This is going to be a warm-up situation for the Buccaneers. And so I look at the squad. And, yeah, the Raiders might not have pulled the trigger in 2020 because Tom Brady was a little old. His time in New England was coming to a close. And they didn't want to commit $25 and $50 million to someone who they might have considered to be, you know, closer to washed up. Well, what are we supposed to think about Tom Brady now? 2 years. Is this the year that Tom Brady is just going to fall off of a cliff? I highly doubt it. This man has been fresh. He hasn't been knocked around. He hasn't been abused. This man doesn't have to wake up and participate in training camp. Tom Brady can get 2 weeks off, come back, and then just get right back to work. Is he going to be protected? Are his guys healthy? Is he going to be on his ass more than usual? I don't know about that. I know it's not going to be easy. But if you take a look at the NFC South, I mean, the Saints have their own issues. I told you about Michael Thomas and his leg. Thank God they drafted Olave. You know, Alvin Kamara, God bless him, he might be able to play through this entire season without being suspended. The Falcons are basically going to be, unfortunately, a doormat. And the Panthers are going to be a sideshow unless Baker Mayfield can be a consistent starting quarterback with everyone around him. How confident are you of that? And so it goes without saying, you take a look at the NFC South, the Bucs are still the favorites. You know, I'm not going to expect Tom Brady to fall off of a cliff until he actually does it. He's been courted, damn it, the Dolphins have been suspended, or the owner, Stephen Ross, has been suspended. The organization is losing a first-round draft pick. Stephen Ross is being fined. You got the Raiders who wanted Tom Brady. Well, the team where he actually went, they won a Super Bowl. But you look at Tom Brady. It's time away from the team. Injuries to his top receivers. You look at a busted-up offensive line. Do you think Brady and the Bucs are going to get punched back down to earth? You even got Todd Bowles coaching the team. And Todd Bowles, he spoke today to the media, and he even got into a little back and forth with reporters about Tom Brady and his return. Listen to this.
He's very familiar with the offense, so him coming back in and us getting back to work is kind of normal. Just getting used to the heat and getting used to the guys, but, you know, he ran the offense well.
Even if it was something that was expected and scheduled, it's still got to be nice to have it back just in terms of the normalcy of having him.
Anytime you have all your guys back, you feel good, you know, especially after the injury bug has hit lately, so we're happy to have him back.
Is this a distraction for the team or no?
No, we pretty much keep distractions out of our locker room, so it wasn't a big deal to us because everybody knew what was going on.
Man, if Todd Bowles was my teacher in high school, I'd be asleep in 2 minutes. 2 minutes. Shout out to Todd Bowles. Nice guy, but yeah, put me to sleep. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. The Bucs. Oh, yeah. Todd Bowles was already on the team. But the Bucs have a new head coach. They have a Tom Brady who's older. They have an offensive line which is just being slapped together with super glue and I don't know, sticks right now. You have wide receivers coming off of injury. In the case of Chris Godwin, a major injury, a blown out ACL. Is this the year that Tom Brady and the Bucs come down to earth? Or do they continue with, I don't know, another 13 or 12 wins and win the NFC South and just go on? I don't know if I'm going to pay them that high, but I think the Bucs will be back in the playoffs. And then from there, let the pieces fall where they might. I don't think they're going to go out and just blow people away every single game. It's going to be a slow start, but I think they need to ramp things up as the year goes on. I ain't counting out Tom Brady until he goes out and shows that he is complete garbage. What do you think about Brady, what he can do this season? What do you think about those Bucks? Yeah, the Bucks, not the Raiders, because obviously, yeah, they didn't want him. 855-212-4CBS. It's the JR Sport Brief Show.
No, we pretty much keep distractions out of our locker room, so it wasn't a big deal to us because everybody knew what was going on.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
First, I want to say I appreciate you, and I work nights here in Chicago, so I get to listen to you a couple nights a week for a few hours, and I love your take on sports.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Yeah, shout outs to all my folks listening in Chicago. On the score, the Magnificent Mile. I was just out there, Southside, Magnificent Mile. I can't tell you all the other places I went. But anyway, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Speaking of going places, over the weekend, Dana White, head honcho of the UFC, in speaking with Rob Gronkowski, he revealed that in 2020, when Tom Brady was a free agent, free to finally leave the New England Patriots, that Dana White had a deal set up for Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski to join the Raiders. Yeah, to join Coach Gruden. Ultimately, Dana White says that the Raiders at the last minute changed their mind, that Gruden decided to change his mind. It was reported by Ian Rappaport that it wasn't necessarily Gruden, but that the organization as a whole did not want to shell out money for an aging Tom Brady. We didn't know what was going to happen. Well, we saw what took place. He went to the Buccaneers. He didn't start off all that hot. People were like, oh, Tom Brady's looking washed up. And then he ultimately won a Super Bowl, his seventh. And so here he is, Tom Brady again, moving into his age 45 season. Is he finally going to fall off of a cliff? The offensive line is busted up. His receivers are coming off of injuries. He has a new head coach. And by the way, and shout outs to my main man, Matt, from New Orleans. But can you imagine Gruden and Tom Brady on the same team? Would they come to, like, physical blows? I'd love to see them fight on the sidelines. And if there were already rumors about Bruce Arians and Tom Brady, like, just not being cool with each other, and Bruce Arians stepping down so Todd Bowles could take over, you don't think Gruden and Brady would be fighting each other? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Mark is calling from Michigan. Mark, what's on your mind?
JR, thanks for taking my call, man. I don't know if I buy all this story. I get Dana White is an entertainer. Gronk is kind of an entertainer as well. Dana White may have been, like, trying to get something going with that, but I just can't see Brady actually wanting to go to that team. I can't see it being that close to a done deal. I think this is probably just maybe some publicity fodder. Do you really think it was that close to a done deal and then the Raiders nixed it at the end?
I just shared with you what Ian Rappaport said. What I'll tell you, I believe this much, is that there was interest in having a conversation. And I think
that's normal.
That's par for the course. And I think as a part of that, it doesn't sound out of the realm of possibility for Dana White to have a conversation with Tom Brady. It's not out of the realm of possibility for Dana White to say, hey, man, why don't you come over here and at least entertain it? Tom Brady saying, yeah. And then Tom Brady even going, oh, yeah, well, I'll look at some homes in some expensive-ass part of town while I'm here. So all of that sounds reasonable. How far down the line? I don't know. We've heard two differing things from Dana White and Ian Rappaport, but it seems like a conversation was there to be had.
Yeah, for sure. It's part of the media, part of the fan base is acting like, you know, the ink was about to be dried and then somebody came in and ripped up the paperwork. I don't think it got to that level. I think they're just trying to drum up some publicity for some stuff.
And what else is new? And thank you, Mark, for calling from Michigan. I don't think Dana White has ever met a microphone that he's not absolutely in love with. It's his job to sell. And by the way, he's done an excellent job doing it for the UFC and in turn doing it for himself. He's made himself a great chunk of change by flipping the UFC. And man, he's done amazing. He's put fights together. He's been an excellent matchmaker. He's been an excellent businessman. And when it comes down to the fight game, if there's one thing that you have to do, it's to just go out there and sell. That's really what it is. And you know what? Let's take you back. Let's go back 2 years, okay? Because Jon Gruden, obviously not a coach in the NFL anymore, especially after those emails came out, he was asked about the potential of Tom Brady being his quarterback instead of Derek Carr. And this is what Jon Gruden had to say, courtesy of the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
So I'll give you the stock question. You can give me the stock answer about your quarterback situation. What's going to happen in the upcoming season? You guys going to be after Tom Brady? Or what's happening there?
You're killing me, man. We love our quarterback. Our quarterback's a really good player, Derek Carr. And I want to reiterate that to everybody here in Vegas. We got a good young quarterback. And the films and the statistics and the analytics prove it. And we're going to be in a market to try and improve at every position. And that's what we're going to do.
Okay. Well, we know Jon Gruden currently is without a job. We know that Derek Carr is still continuing to fight for relevancy, and not even relevancy. Derek Carr is just, I guess he exists in the NFL as a quarterback just to be a punching bag. And we got a few of those quarterbacks who just, they don't get any type of love. Like, I've never heard over the past several years, Derek Carr, he's always inspirational and always team first. But over the past few months, it's like Derek Carr is even ticked off at all of the constant criticism. He's not happy with the type of attention that the Raiders get. And it's like, man, it's the Raiders. The Raiders, just as a premise, they're a cool-ass team. But Derek Carr, it's just like he just stands around and catches strays. It's like, man, go inside and sit down because you just getting your ass whooped just by being in the vicinity. And a poor guy.
Where do you rank him, JR?
What do I rank Derek Carr?
Is he one of the top 16 quarterbacks starting right now in the NFL?
We're going to talk about it that's a good question.
Thank you.
We're going to talk about that on the other side. Here's Derek Carr, minding his damn business in the offseason. And a rumor comes out and they didn't want him. Even Tom Brady. And Derek Carr probably knew this already, so he's probably not, this ain't news to him. But now it's in public. Who was that mother bleeper that you wanted to keep? Oh, it's just Derek Carr. Minding his business for the Raiders. We're going to talk about him on the other side. Because out of a lot of quarterbacks who don't get respect, Derek Carr get the love that he deserves? Not so sure. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
You're such a man of the people. You take more calls than any sports personality I've ever known. And to take words out of your mouth, pardon me, we appreciate you, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
You know, earlier on in the show, we talked about the guy at Yankee Stadium drinking his beer through a hot dog. And it's just like, doesn't it suck when you're just minding your business and you just end up being the center of attention? Well, over the weekend, I'm sure by now you've all heard, and we just talked about it, Dana White bringing up Tom Brady and his free agency from 2 years ago, and that he was close to joining the Raiders, Tom Brady and Gronkowski. But then at the last minute, depending on who you want to believe, the deal ultimately did not happen. Whether it's Gruden not wanting Brady or the Raiders not wanting to pay an aging quarterback who we, let's be honest, there was no way in hell to know, you know, where Tom Brady was going. And in regards to his career physically, and we know he won a Super Bowl. And so after that, we know that Tom Brady, after his success, he was on LeBron's HBO, The Shop, and in one of the promos, he basically said, you know what, I don't need to rehash it. This is what Tom Brady had to say, and we can all assume that he was talking about the Raiders and that he was talking about Derek Carr. Take a listen to this.
There was a story in free agency. One of the teams, they were interested, and all of a sudden, they weren't interested at the very end. I was sitting there thinking, you're sticking with that.
Are you serious?
Tom probably had no desire to go to that team, but now it's like, why don't you want me?
Absolutely.
Like, yeah, absolutely. Sure. When I look back, I'm like, there's no way I would have went to that team. But they said they didn't want me, and I know what that means. I know what that feels like, and I'm going to you up because of that.
Okay, wow. And we don't know to what degree there was or was not interest, but it's pretty clear he was talking about Derek Carr. And Derek Carr's probably known this for 2 years, that he was the subject of it. But now it's pretty public, now that Dana White just shared this. And so Derek Carr can't even go through training camp right now with the Raiders. He can't even go through training camp with Devontae Adams without being the centerpiece. And it's just like, damn, Derek Carr is just, he exists right now in the NFL to just get crapped on. I mean, somebody's always just giving a negative opinion of the guy. We've had multiple defenders over the past several years talk about Derek Carr, how easy he is to fluster when he's in the pocket. I think that's a lot of quarterbacks, but they talk about Derek Carr like he's scared, like he's going to run away. And so even at this point, like, Derek Carr is at the point of his career where he's sick of it. He's sick of the criticism. And now you bring in Devontae Adams. The Raiders went to the playoffs earlier this year for the first time since 2016. And Derek Carr, man, in talking to the media, he made it clear and even got a little hot about this, discussing expectations for this season and why he feels strongly the way he does. Listen to this entire exchange and talking to the media.
Expectation, who cares? Like, nobody cares, you know. Like, at the end of the day, they could say, you got all these, that crap don't matter. You know, we have to go play the football games. You know what I'm saying? And that's honestly how I feel. I just got to be more honest. I just got to start speaking my mind. And as I'm getting older, I just say what I want to say, you know. And so my real answer is the expectation, all that kind of stuff, who says that? Honestly, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't. Whether they don't say anything or they say a lot, nobody cares. Hopefully they talk about us at the end. You know what I mean? Like, but right now, that crap don't matter.
It doesn't matter, Derek. Why do you talk about it and why do you care?
Thank you, Paul. It's so good to see you. I say it because I'm a positive person, and I try and encourage my teammates. There's a way that I say things to encourage my locker room, to maybe put a chip on their shoulder, and sometimes I do it too much. And so I don't appreciate your tone either. You can pump that back a little bit.
Oh, damn. Oh. That was from last month. Derek Carr he's 31 years old. You might remember he was drafted in 2014. And I guess he's reached a point of maturity fully in his career. Well, yeah, he's going to express himself. He's going to say what he wants to. Think about the people, the coaches that he's gone through. Dennis Allen, Jack Del Rio, John Gruden just got fired. He was replaced by Rich Bisaccia. Josh McDaniels is on the way in now. Tony Sperano was there as well. Where was he supposed to find continuity? And throughout all of this, Derek Carr has still been a three-time Pro Bowler. You could count him in for about, 4,500 yards passing every year. Somewhere around, 25 to 30 touchdowns. He also has his share of turnovers. Is he going to be the guy that will deliver you the victory at the end of the game, or is he just going to be along for the ride? And I mean, damn it, you think about the weapons that he has, whether it's Renfrow and Waller, Davante Adams, he should really have one of the best seasons of his career. And Shep, you asked me right before we went to break, I said, Derek Carr is just a punching bag for everybody. And you asked me, I'll allow you to ask again. What did you ask me, man?
Well, with all that being said, JR, where do you rank Derek Carr in terms of the top 16 QBs versus the bottom 16 QBs among starting quarterbacks? Where does he fall in line with that?
You see, that's rough because he is in the top 16. Is he in the bottom 16? I wouldn't put him there. I think that's rough to put him in the bottom half of starting QBs. He's in the top 16.
Well, JR, you can make a legitimate argument then that he is knocking on top 10.
He has to light it up.
Okay.
He ain't top five. We know that.
We know that. Yes.
Is he in the top 10? He might be. He might straddle the line somewhere between 10 and 10, 11, 12, 13, depending on the day of the week.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it is. But that's sure. But to say is he top 16? I mean, if anyone says that Derek Carr is in the bottom half of starting quarterbacks, I'd have to kind of check their brain. But he's good. That's it. He's good. Can at times he play very good? Yeah. And then there's other times where you just go, oh, well, you're looking kind of average. And so for this upcoming season, there can't be an average from Derek Carr. Like, he has zero excuses to go out there and be average, unless the offensive line is going to commit more penalties, unless they're going to leave him out there as a sitting duck. He has never had this much offensive firepower. He's never had this much talent. At the same time, man, he's just always criticized. Even last month, you just heard the interaction with the reporter. He also spoke to Jacina Anderson, or CBS Sports HQ, and they even had that conversation around, what Derek Carr and his perception and how people feel about him. And he's like, listen, it needs to all focus in on the Raiders, not me.
When I say things, sometimes they just put the tweet, the quote I put it, but they don't put the context in how I said it and things like that. And it was like, no one should really be talking about anybody. We haven't even played. No one's played a game yet, but I understand.
So you feel like no one should be talking. It's not that they are not.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Like, even if they're not, even if it was the other way, my heart is I'm just trying to get better. There's so much of a new system that I need to master. We're going against the Chiefs where they've been in the same system for years. Mm-hmm. They've dominated this division. They have won the division however many years in a row. And so, there's things that we got to catch up on, then we got to do it in a fast, short period of time. And that's what my concern is. It's just trying to get better right now.
He's going to have to go on a massive run. He's going to have to go to the playoffs. And yes, granted, they went back and they could have beaten the Bengals, but they didn't. The Bengals beat them in the playoffs. They're going to have to go right back to the playoffs and maybe even advance another round for people to give Derek Carr a damn break. Let's also keep this in mind. Davante Adams had a choice, and he decided to go with the younger quarterback. He didn't want to stick around in Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers to do his will he or won't he, even with his new contract. Derek Carr will probably still be playing when Aaron Rodgers, I don't know, maybe is sitting at home, unless Aaron Rodgers decides to, you know, stick around and play games with us forever. And so Derek Carr, where's the love? You know, is he kind of at that top 10 type range as a QB? And does he get the love and respect that he deserves? Because I know there's some people that love him. There's some people that can't stand him. And then you heard Tom Brady. When he was a free agent, after the fact, he's looking at the Raiders like, you want to stick with Derek Carr instead of bringing me in? We got a lot of quarterbacks who just don't get love. I could think about Lamar Jackson. People love him. People can't stand him as a player. I mean, Dak Prescott is another quarterback who people kind of feel, you know, iffy about. You know, now that everybody's making more money than Dak, you don't hear about that anymore. Baker Mayfield is in that space. Matthew Stafford was in that space until he won a championship. Is that going to have to be the thing that changes people's minds? Is Derek Carr going to have to win a ring for people to actually appreciate him? If that's the case, then I don't think he'll ever be loved. The phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4CBS. Do you think that Derek Carr gets the respect that he deserves, or is this man just a punching bag? I'll talk to you on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.